that says study material.
It says that we need to receive the Torah as the inner software of our desires and arrange all of our desires according to the Torah, according to these stories, according to these actions that the Torah performs in us, that we need to live inside of this system as if all of us, we are all broken, and by us engaging in the Torah, the reforming light performs in us an action whereby it arranges us, it connects correctly all of the broken parts, so that it's not each part is broken, rather what is broken is the connections between them. And this is how we need to reestablish ourselves, raise ourselves. It is called to raise the Shekhinah from the dust, from it being entirely disintegrated, broken into small egoistic desires, and we have to put them together, connect them more and more into a single system that will be in the in man's body, the goof of Adam, similar to the Creator, where everyone is in mutual bestowal, all in all. So everything that we will study with in the regarding the Torah, eventually we're studying about our correct inner structure, how we have to put it together so that this single upper force will be revealed in us, that there is none else besides Him, and that He is filling us, surrounding us, and this is how we then actualize the Torah correctly. And we will feel accordingly how this force is filling us, operating us, and how we can invite it. We are hurrying up so that it will, He will be revealed. We create all the conditions for Him to be revealed from the side of the Kli, and He will be revealed as the inner force in this Kli that is operating it as the force of the light. This is why it says that you have to write the Torah on your heart. Write it on the tablet of your heart. That is, that we have to arrange everything that it says in the Torah, from the word Bereshit, the first word in the Torah, and the word Israel, Israel, the last one in the Torah. This entire process, which is written about in the Torah, we have to go through it, and we have to feel this whole process, how it is going over us. And this is considered that we are arranging ourselves correctly, or the Creator to clothe in us without any impediments on our side, but rather to the contrary, that we are drawing Him, arranging Him, that we are becoming the correct Kli. We are becoming this Shekhinah, divinity, in which the Creator is revealed. This is why what the Creator did is He created this desire, and He broke it into many parts, many pieces, after the desire to begin with was whole. This is called Adam HaRishon prior to the sin. And later on He broke it, that desire, into many pieces. And we need to try to reconnect these pieces between us, to arrange them as our spiritual puzzle, in each one of us and between all of us. And accordingly, we will begin to see, instead of this world or above this world, the spiritual world, in which one force will dwell, the Creator, and the different pieces of reality are all mutually and completely connected. Therefore, when we read the Torah, and we will be studying it more and more, we will see how our perspective, the way we look at geography and history and our life,
and
everything that we use to depict in our egoistic desires, as much as this starts to take on a new spiritual form. And instead of many people, we will see desires, and the way these two forces, the Creator and Pharaoh and Moses in between them, and also us behind Moses, exist in this whole map, in this whole picture. And all of this is what the Torah is talking about, and the more we will learn, we will simply see that everything, all in all, exists in this small book. And we don't need anything besides writing it on the tablet of our heart, meaning on our desires. And then we will see how much truly there is nothing besides that. In order to do this practically, we need this entire process to depict it and to realize it in a group, in the ten, between us. And if we study whatever we're studying, it doesn't matter what it is, we have to see how these things become revealed between us, in the relations between us, and we can identify them. We can see how they change, they become more organized, and all of this is according to how much we will want it to happen in us, in actuality. Accordingly, we will also change correctly until we will reach Gmar Tikkun, the end of correction, when the Torah, the entire upper light, clothes in the complete kli that will be called Israel, Yashar Kel, aimed only to the Creator, so that the Creator will fill up this kli. On that day, the Lord will be one and His name one. That is, that the kli will be complete and the light will be complete, and that way they will connect with adhesion to each other. This is what we're studying. That is why we need to see ourselves as a group who is realizing it more and more. As it says, I dwell among my own people. That is, that it's in a group called nation, people. That is connected, that light becomes revealed more and more, that is connecting them, bringing them closer, until they feel that they are in a single process and that one light is working on everyone, and we are coming closer to each other, until it will be He and His name is one. He is the light, the Creator, and His name is the desire, the kli. Us, until we will be such that both the kli and the light will be so similar in their actions, in mutual bestowal to each other, I to my beloved and my beloved to me, that the Creator will clothe in this created being that He created completely. This is actually what I want to say before the lesson, and let's continue with the lesson. If there are no questions, do they actually, there are no questions? Ah, actually we do have them. Okay, so we'll go along with the questions. The most important for us is specifically in where we are now, what we're studying now, to establish as correctly as possible ourselves in order to progress, to continue advancing. This is a very important point. What we are now studying, that it is the transition from the corporeal world to the spiritual world, the Exodus from Egypt.
Эта точка, которая пробуждается в нас, она пока еще.
This point that awakens in us. It's still an egoistic point as long as we connect to the ten.
The point that awakens in us is a point that, even though it is very sensitive and it is yearning for the revelation of the Creator, we call it a point in the heart. However, it is still under the control of our egoistic desires, and therefore we cannot yet disconnect from them. And it is in captivity of our egoistic desires. It is considered that it is in Egypt under the rule of Pharaoh.
Yes.
And how is the quality of Moses awakened?
By us studying together and arranging together what the Kabbalists are recommending to us to do accordingly, even according to our corporeal arrangement or organization, even though it is in order to receive. However, because we're beginning to work with the point in the heart, this is called a godly part from above that exists in us. By that, we awaken the reforming light. A little bit, and then more and more and more. It depends on how much we want to connect our points into a single point. And this is how the upper light works on us accordingly. And this is how we advance. By this, we're inviting, drawing the reforming light. Therefore, the entire struggle of Moses to promote the people of Israel into the Creator, it is all about the unity of the people, the connection of the people. Okay. All right.
Moscow too.
Спасибо, Рав. Вопрос от товарища.
Thank you, Rav. A question, friends.
Это конечное исправление или только начало духовной работы?
The state of the revelation of divinity, is that the final correction or the beginning of the spiritual work?
The revelation of the Shekhinah, it begins following the Exodus from Egypt and gradually through 125 degrees until the end of correction. That is, the Torah, the entire Torah, can be divided into a part where we're under the rule of Pharaoh until we come out. We enter this transition where it's not the Creator or Pharaoh there. We're in this transition where we still feel in ourselves the rule of the will to receive. However, we already begin more and more to be drawn by our own forces.
Dear Rav, you said, if I understood correctly, that our goal is to come to a state in which I for my beloved and my beloved for myself. And here we also bring Pharaoh in as something that should help us. It's not clear.
Well, so if it's not clear to us, our spiritual will to receive, it's not corporeal desire where we want food, money, food, sex, family, money, honor, knowledge. That is not Pharaoh. This, each and everyone in the whole world has Pharaoh. Well, it's the resistance to spirituality that appears in us. It is called Pharaoh. And specifically, this is why we need, on the one hand, to fight with him. On the other hand, we need to learn how to work with him, because we must not disregard each and every desire. The Creator created all of these desires, and we just have to arrange them properly. I can't cut off from my desires some desires and throw them away. It's like I will be lacking them in my system. Rather, I have to bring them, all of them, to the end of correction.
That's exactly the question. How is the desire that is revealed, the disturbances, some forces against, how to immediately move them to the state of...
In the group, take these desires, and it doesn't matter which desires, to shift them in order to bestow its contentment to the group and through it to the Creator, for the benefit of the group and later to the benefit of the Creator, and only in such a way, from the love of people to the love of the Creator. That's it. We simply need to work on this more and more, and most importantly, to remind each other about it among the friends, and then you will see that specifically through the incorporation that you will perform in this, you will get closer. You'll get closer between you, and accordingly, as much as the distance between you will be shorter, more tight, accordingly, you'll get closer to the Creator. You'll start to feel that it is the same distance.
Meaning, we put against Pharaoh and against the connection of ours.
Let's say so. Later on, we will see that it's actually not in opposition, but it's actually in favor of us. All of these forces are working for us, not against us. And even Pharaoh, he's just showing us where else we have left.
Buongiorno Rav.
Hello Rav.
All'introduzione ha parlato di come la spiritualità si rivela verso di noi, no? Allora, quando
in the opening of the lesson you talked about how spirituality is revealed to us.
Verso la gematria, come dobbiamo rapportarci con questi desideri?
But all kinds of things that come for knowledge, for numerology. How do we use all those?
Look, it's all coming from the upper force, and there's nothing that is coming from anywhere else. There is none else besides him. But we need to sort all of these things that are felt in us, in our mind and heart. We need to sort them. What is important for me, and in which form these things are important for me in order to advance towards the goal. The goal is, nevertheless, to connect with the desires of the friends and with the Creator who will be revealed among us. It's a very simple form, very concrete one. And I simply need to depict it this way before me and to constantly remind myself. My desires keep changing. I change. I'm under the influence of all kinds of forces. It is all the system of Adam. However, it is all confused in disarray. It is revealed to me in such a form that it is all, it keeps changing just like this world, and it's all in order for me to renew each and every moment inside of me my correct inclination toward adhesion, greater and greater adhesion. And as much as I will try to compose this system, to assemble this picture more and more, I will see that it is the Creator who is breaking this picture in me. Each time he's awakening in me new desires, new thoughts, and I am even in opposition or forgetting about the friends, the ten, and once again I have to renew these things. And then we need these excerpts that we are studying and what we've been through already, even to go back and repeat those and to keep advancing. We have how to keep advancing until we truly make ourselves into a kli for the reception of the upper light. So that our kli is then called the kli of the Torah, and the upper light will be called the light of the Torah.
Beseder. Kiev 3.
Okay, Kiev 3.
Здравствуйте, Рав, товарищи. Вопрос от товарища.
Hello, Rav and friends. Question from a friend. You said that the first point is Bereshit, is the beginning of the Torah, and the last one is Yeshua. What's the middle point?
The
middle point is our exodus from Egypt.
Ita 4.
Rav, buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Hello, Rav.
Rav, tu hai cominciato la lezione dicendo che la Torah è un software che si installa dentro di noi durante questo percorso.
You opened the lesson by saying that the Torah is a program that we install inside of us throughout this path. The question is how to install it while we're busy in the battle every day against the ego that leads us to despair. What criteria will we need to use while we're in this war?
We need to depict ourselves, first of all, without any relation to us, seemingly, what is the Torah, what is the process we have to go through, without even relating it to ourselves, because we are in a broken state. And after we depict it this way pretty much correctly, and the process that we have to go through as though it doesn't quite pertain to us now, but in general, what is the Torah, what is the world, our world, and how should we discover it? And the Creator who is becoming revealed in such a way inside of the general kli, since there is nothing more than the broken desire in which we exist, like, let's say, the stars in the heavens, in the sky. It's all, let's say, the broken will to receive. And we have to assemble them together into a single body, not physically, but that there would be a connection among all of them, the correct connection. And that's it, and that is our work, to depict it to ourselves in this way. So, this is what needs to happen, and this is what we're studying. We, each and every day in our morning lesson, are studying together how do we assemble our kli into a single integral system. And this is precisely what the Creator is demanding from us. And we, therefore, need to depict to ourselves that we belong to that system, and we're connected to that system, and indeed, even where we are in that complete system, because the entire shattering is with respect to us, to our sensation, our perception only, and there is no more. Therefore, this is what we need to detect, to identify, especially now when we're studying about Passover, Pesach, about the shattering. How do we come out of Pesach? That we want to run away from the forces of mutual rejection between us, and instead of this, reach the revelation of the Creator, meaning the force of connection between us instead of the force of rejection. Because that repelling force between us, that is Pharaoh, and the force of connection between us will be the Creator. And this is how we need to depict
the Creator, excerpt number 166. Rabash writes, once the people of Israel heard from Moses that they must work for the sake of the Creator, the real resistance of the evil in man began. This is the meaning of the words, then Moses returned to the Lord and said, O Lord, why have you brought harm to this people? Ever since I came to Pharaoh to speak in your name, he has done harm to this people. In other words, the body, which is called Pharaoh, began to resist the work.
This means that, of course, we're not talking about our physical body, even though it resists as well. But body in guf here means that we start to feel resistance in our desires, which is our inner spiritual body. It starts to show itself how much it is contradictory to in order to bestow. And by that, we actually discover Pharaoh, the 7 years of hunger, his bad attitude towards Israel. And in that way, we begin to fight with him. That is our point that wants to emerge from the rule of Pharaoh called Moses. It is the point that we build together in the connection between us in the tents, and this is how we pull ourselves from under Pharaoh's control. Each shall help his friend. We do it together so that we eventually come out. We start to feel how we are being torn, how we disconnect from Pharaoh with the vessels, that is, the desires and in our desires and thoughts. So what does he say here again?
In 166 he says, once the people of Israel heard from Moses that they must work for the sake of the Creator, the real resistance of evil in man began.
That is, when does it happen? It happens roughly in the middle of the exile in Egypt. Before that, they didn't feel the exile. Before that, everything was really nice and well. They were studying the wisdom of Kabbalah. Everything was fine. We think that we are going forward easily, nicely, and everything is opening up before us. This world is clear. That world will soon be clear. And there is no difficulty here in overcoming and resisting and doing something, but rather we are opening up the upper world, and that's it. And what does happen?
As it is written, then the Creator, the real resistance to the evil began. This means words to retain the Lord.
That is, the time it becomes difficult for us to think about spirituality, to advance towards spirituality, that it is against our nature, with faith above reason, with bestowal above reception. Above means that we need to prefer bestowal to reception.
And since I came to Pharaoh to speak in your name, he has done harm to this people.
Meaning that when I try to turn to my desires to receive and perform with them some act of bestowal, this is called, I've come to Pharaoh to speak in your name, and then?
In other words, the body, which is called Pharaoh, began to resist the work.
No.
That's it. So, our body, with all of its disturbances, impediments, we now detect that it is Pharaoh. And actually, we are very much connected to it, and we cannot run away from it. And how much do we have to go through all kinds of events until we decide that we must run away from it, that there is no choice, in the darkness, at night, so that it won't know But we have to run away like thieves. We take all of our vessels and we run away.
Ken. Yes. 24.
PT.
אני מחכה לסימן.
I'm just waiting for the symbol. When we pray as much as possible, now it's increasing and increasing, and the lack is big, that we want to connect already to escape from Egypt with our ego. So really the light comes and creates these states. Now, it's like you showed these people. What's the best medicine? Rabash writes, I remember, that no matter what happens and however it happens, don't let him go, don't let go of him. What do you recommend? What's the best medicine to deal with all this? Because there are friends that are dealing with it this way and others that are dealing with it other ways. What's your best recommendation of how to deal with it?
Connection. There is no other remedy. But only connection. With connection, first of all, even corporeally, we support each other and we grow stronger. But here we also have a spiritual outcome. We're drawing the reforming light. As much as we overcome above the rejection, the repulsion, accordingly we draw the reforming light. The spiritual light, and accordingly, it influences us.
That's the exact problem. When you show these people, it's not like connected to corporality, it's more in the connections between us. That's where the problems are. That's where we need to put the push and focus. What's the... Where should we concentrate on here? Where should we press?
We don't know what connection is. We need to see what distancing is. That the more we distance, we cool off, we don't pay attention to the connection between us. Well, we can tolerate it. It's not too bad that we are not so much in one heart. I mean, the most important is the feeling. It's not that we will have more meetings or more discussions. This actually may be too much. But as Sulam, it wasn't this way, even the way we do it. It all depends on how much we pay attention to with which form for the day, how much I'm in an inclination toward connection, and even if I do not discover such, I don't have such inclinations, I do think about it. That is the most important.
So what should concern us is why we're constantly not, as one man and one heart, not feeling that sensation that we are one.
Yes. Yes. That's true. We want to build forms of connection between us mutually, so that it is all in order to bestow between us and upon the earlier connections. The earlier connections will exist, and each time they will be revealed to us as corporeal connections, like in the outside society, the human society. And we need to try to build between us connections that are in order to bestow, in order to support each other, mutual responsibility. As much as we will be concerned with that, accordingly we will advance. That's it.
Barur.
Is this clear?
PT 31.
PT 31.
What changes in our reality and our perception of our life when we understand that the whole direction of life needs to change from reception to bestowal? Importance of the connection between us in order to make room for the Creator to be revealed. As by this we bring him contentment. So much so that he is revealed and we feel his joy from our actions. That's called the revelation of our action and in order to bestow.
And how do we turn the weakness that the people of Israel feel from knowing that they have to invert their nature to a positive force, like you said now, to joy from this knowledge?
That all depends on the illumination of the upper light upon us, which we need to establish in the correct way, and there's no problem. There's no problem. Just don't let go of our efforts to stabilize everything in the right way. And as much as each of us does so, establishes, stabilizes the system in his eyes and his feeling in the right way, by that he helps others.
Чуть ранее вы сказали, что если я более правильно
детально, little before you said that
тем самым я
помогаю товарищам. I depict this picture to myself in a more detailed, more elaborate manner. By this, I help my friend. So this is unclear how my knowledge passes on to the friends.
That's because we're all connected together, and each of us is one part of a system called the soul. Therefore, we help one another this way. If I think about others and make efforts in order to connect to them, then by that I also help them, such that my efforts will flow in them and help and push us to the connection. Okay?
Ну, Bulgaria 1.
Трав. Друга раз се извинява за лошата връзка. Въпросът, който искаше да зададе е как можем да разкрием хисерона на другари.
The friend apologizes before for the bad connection he had before. He wants to ask, how can we discover the deficiency of the friends and how can we work with it in order to realize this principle of each shall help his friend?
That's the essence of our work. How can we implement this? First of all, I need to see the friends, meaning justify each and every friend that he's doing 100% of his efforts. And what doesn't seem to me so, it doesn't seem to me so because I'm an egoist and I don't want to see it. And when I then depict to myself that all the members of the 10 are in such efforts, connections, and support, and each, of course, is not whole, but he's overcoming what he is, and therefore adds to the 10, not just his small forces, but his small force, which is multiplied by the disturbances he receives and his overcoming those disturbances. And that's why each adds to the 10 a great force.
And therefore I, just like Rabash writes in the letter, that I'm ashamed of my petty thoughts against my friends and how I am in such a connection with them in the den, as they truly appear to me as whole and great. That's how it is. We need to depict this constantly and to feel this in our hearts all the time. The great friends that are all working and connecting between them, and I am chasing after all that connection that they attain, and I also want to enter into that connection between them as a small one, as the most despicable and unsuccessful one. But I want to be as much as possible in nullifying myself as much as possible with them. Haifa 10.
Thank you for allowing me to ask. I understand that indeed to truly serve the Creator, I have to feel Him. But what I do feel is Pharaoh. So how can I reach this feeling at least a little bit?
Look, the fact that you think that you have business with Pharaoh, that's how it seems to you. It's the same Creator that is teaching you in such a way, in an opposite manner, so that you will feel more of what the difference is in being in order, either in order to receive or in order to bestow, connected or disconnected. That's why you seemingly have here two controls, both the Creator and Pharaoh. But in truth, it's one control, a superior upper one, which teaches you in such a way how you need to build yourself to resemble the Creator. It's like we see with a little kid. We show a little kid how we're not satisfied, how we are seemingly annoyed with him and angry with him. Yes, we're angered and etc. As this might not exactly be that way, but it's worth it for us to show him this way so that he will understand it better. That's why Pharaoh is a help against him. It's that same egoistic will to receive that's called a help against him. Opposite the Creator, but under the complete control of the Creator. That's why the Creator says, come to Pharaoh, for I have hardened his heart. He's ready. I do what I need to, and you'll come to him and incorporate in him. And then he will scare you, he will pressure you, and to the extent in which you will want to get rid of Pharaoh, you'll discover that you need to be connected to me. And to the extent in which you're connected to me, then you come out of the control of Pharaoh. And then Pharaoh doesn't seem to you as a force of evil, but rather that he brought you closer to him. And this becomes the force of good that way. That's your work. That's how we need to understand the work of Pharaoh. There's no choice. We too are using somehow in our attitudes towards the little children, both in bad and good, as we play it. Our love is love, but a child is not allowed. It's even written in the Torah that it's not allowed to show a child that you love them above all boundaries, you know, unlimited love. No. Furthermore, it says,
one who spares the rod hates his son.
Yeah, one who holds back the twitch or the pressures or the beating of the kid is considered one who hates him. Because the will to receive in children doesn't understand any other way. They need to see their boundaries.
Беларусь.
Рав, через добавление помех каждый добавляет десятку большую силу. Но помехи нам дают Творец.
By adding disturbances, each one adds more strength, more force to the tens, but the Creator gives the disturbances. What is our work here?
Our work is in locating every single moment that what we receive comes only from the Creator, there's none else besides Him, and accordingly connect through all these disturbances to Him, and establish none else besides Him within the connection between us for the time being, under the conditions that He discloses.
Спасибо, Рав, за возможность.
Привет, приветствую всех.
Привет всем, привет, товарищи Рав. Вот такой вопрос, Рав, если мы...
Thank you, Rav, for the opportunity to ask. I have the following question. If we look at our work, it turns out that on the one hand, what delivers me, what raises me is the work in the ten, the study, Rav. On the other hand, there is some total dissatisfaction with this.
That's good, that's good.
Yes, but the question is, out of these two parallel states, where should we run away to and from where?
I understand you. You're an actor by your profession, yes? Yes. So that's why you're asking in such a way. It's nice, it's good. We need to build a system that in which we will see better how we locate the corporeal and the spiritual world in us. And that's how we will advance. What would you want there to be? Or what are you missing in your perception of reality in order to advance towards the purpose of life?
Если это вопрос, Рав, исходя из нашей учебы и влияния нашей деятельности, не хватает только одного.
As a result of our study, results from our activity, what I lack is only one thing, a prayer, to force this self, to force myself to pray out of the heart. This is truly impossible. I forget about it. I was thinking that
through envy, the will to receive can tolerate everything except for the fact that it is being pushed to being less than others. The will to receive can't stand that. He must find something for himself to be special. I'm not like this one and that one and that one and that one. They're all smart and they're all special. And I also have something special, something unique. And I hold on to that. Because if I can't find in me such a thing, then I am canceled out. Then I can go die. I can't justify my existence. You understand? That's why the main thing for us, in each and every one of us, is whether he feels this or understands this or not, there has to be a point of justification for his existence, where I justify myself, why I exist. Otherwise, I erase myself. My death would be better than my life. Our ego doesn't let us have a possibility of existing. That is why we need to use this. It could be another way also, although we don't know how exactly, but we need to try and understand our nature and to use it. So only through the ego, it helps us the increasing of the ego helps us when we advance, where the ego operates like the left line and gives me each time the increasing disclosure of pride and that I must build myself and where am I and what will be. And there are such thoughts in a person that from today to tomorrow I'm about to die, what remains, who am I, and so on. There are all kinds of such thoughts until we come to the world of truth, and it will be clarified better. That's it. That's why I think that there are many things that we need to live with. And I hear many questions that you're asking, and I can't answer them. It's not that I don't know. I've been through it. But it's prohibited to answer them. You have to let a person have it brew in him. And it's like with little children. If a child doesn't go through those years of, let's say, 5, 6, 7, 8, all those ages, if he doesn't go through them, how can he grow up and be big? You can't skip. The wisdom of life needs to be learned in its time. And certainly we want to add, we want to enrich the quality of his filling. But nevertheless, he has to also be a child and a youth and a young man and then an adult and so on. That's why I'm happy that day after day we are advancing this way. And I can hear, according to the questions, according to your attitude to this point, how we are becoming more understanding, more serious, more patient to everything that is occurring with us. It's a good sign of the correct advancement.
Yes, Rav, I also feel that there are many questions. Questions and answers.
We're coming to you soon.
Dear Rav, question from our group. Is it possible to understand morning lesson and accept by our heart?
That depends on you. The heart is under your control, not under my control. A heart of a person is in the ten. One's spiritual heart. As much as one opens himself to the ten, then from the ten he will be able to receive to within his heart his personal feeling that will also be the general feeling of the ten, and in such a way he will feel that he is with them together. And in that he will feel a spiritual degree. 32.
You were speaking about how a person needs to see the greatness of the friends and not to believe what his eyes show him. It seems that it's a huge obstacle standing before each one.
Certainly, that's the difference between seeing things individually or as a group.
How do you overcome such an obstacle?
Prayer. Prayer and annulment. And again, annulment in order to reach the prayer, and prayer in order to reach annulment. Annul oneself towards the group.
Can I ask another question about it?
Yes.
When a person invests efforts, it seems that it becomes even more difficult to see the greatness of the friends. It's like something opposite happens. He should have been aided that the Creator will help him see the greatness of the friends, but he sees the opposite because he devoted something from himself, sacrificed something.
This happens in order to raise one's will to receive higher up for him to invest even more in his incorporation there. It's always that way. As a result of the good work, we feel the descent. Okay? Tel Aviv 4.
You were speaking about how envy can help us advance on our path. How can we help a friend that is taking it differently in order to justify his Pharaoh? And he's saying, I won't come to the lesson every day, so right now I just want to be distant from the tent.
Talk amongst yourselves together with him about why he's wrong, and make that point very clear to everyone, and then
Three. Dear, my friend is asking, you said that our purpose is connecting each other through our feelings. I have a deficiency in feeling point. How can we define this in the Tan so we establish this connection?
This is typically for great souls that have a great will to receive, great coarseness, and so it's difficult for them to get emotional, as opposed to lighter souls that easily, quickly go to an emotion and they feel closer to spirituality. But both these and those will have to work according to what they are given by the root of their soul. So it doesn't matter what a person is given, what he goes through, he has to just keep going. And in truth, today we're at such a historical period, if we can call it history, where the coarsest souls are being developed towards the final correction, and that makes our work a lot more difficult than previous generations. And Baal HaSulam writes about this as well. And if in previous generations we would invest much less efforts than today and already achieve the opening of our eyes in the Torah, as it is called, to see the upper system in the process. So today,
you said that friends that were with us for years on the path were very burning for a while, connected. You said they didn't have a point in the heart. So people are sending questions. What does it mean? Maybe this friend doesn't have a point in the heart. Maybe I don't have a point in the heart.
No, it was felt in them. They didn't have satisfaction. They felt like there's something, but it doesn't fulfill me because they don't have the same kli, the same vessel. And after many years, they recognized that this vessel for them is in a different place, so they went away. And why did they feel like this? Because we all have advanced, because we started studying on a new level, and then they felt that it's totally wrong for them.
How can we, now we're going to a new stage, what should each and every friend do to make sure that he's adhered to the friends, to the environment?
I don't think that we're looking at new stages. We are approaching the exodus from Egypt, and we're going to gradually get into that, some more, some less, but we're all we're learning about that, and to the extent that each and every one will be able to sort of install this inner system within himself so that it fits what's written in the Torah, then we will exit. I don't foresee inner states ahead of us that are dangerous. No, we just have to work on the connection, and that's it. All the rest will appear accordingly. But of course, there will be some who don't continue with us and fall off the wagon because they don't wish to give the sufficient amount of effort to fill the quota.
So it only depends on that if a friend gives the exertion or is at least ready to do it, so.
Yeah, is ready. Friend is, everything is ready for us to reach the final correction. All of us will reach the final correction. And even those who don't have the initial inclination to it, they will be ready. Because the final correction is already there. We're all in it, as Barasalam writes. Okay. Kiev.
Мирдам.
Вот, когда мы сталкиваемся с фараоном, с вот с этой мешающей силой, которая не дает нам отдавать Творцу,
when we bump into Pharaoh, that force that won't let us bestow to the Creator, all kinds of disturbances, can we come out of such a private state in Egypt just to jump out and that's it? Or do we have to wait for some accumulation?
This is both general and personal with respect to each and every one. When I do my work in the ten and I do my individual work, then I can connect myself to the ten. Like Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma, there are such examples, many such examples, where if I am connecting to them, then I exit my Egypt. And even though they are little, they're small, they are still incapable, and they don't have a kli yet, it doesn't matter. I, according to my degree and my effort, I do so.
Querido Rab, ¿por qué dice no solo no se volvieron mejores, sino por el contrario que el mal ganó?
Dear Rab, why is it written that
tenemos que esperar que las cosas se empeoren?
Not only that they didn't advance, but they became worse. That the evil took even more place from them.
Because we draw the light that reforms and it shines, and then they see how much worse they are. And what they need to recognize is that it's a result from a good and correct work, actually. And now they need to go even to connect even more between them, even though the ego is greater, and from that connection to draw closer to the Creator and demand from him a spiritual ascent above all of the burdening of the heart they received. And then they do this action. From the Creator comes the burdening of the heart. They feel that they are farther from each other, farther from spirituality, and then they nevertheless, above that state, they connect and they cry to the Creator to give them the force of connection, and then from the force of connection the Creator brings them, they begin to build the new degree. They have a new level of coarseness, and now they demand the light that reforms, and a greater upper light comes over a greater of youth coarseness, and then they feel that they rise to a higher degree than they had before. And so each time they rise to higher and higher spiritual degrees. This is the process of spiritual ascent. Greater coarseness, greater cry, greater reception of the light that reforms, and building a new degree. Then they enter that degree, recognize it, discover everything that has to do with that degree, and when they completely realize this degree in all Naran Chai, Kachab Zon, then they go forward. And that's how it works each time. And one who's greater than his friend, his inclination is greater than himself, meaning that's how we keep advancing.
שאלת משה הייתה בסדר. היינו שמצד השכל מבינים.
The question of Moses was in order. That is, intellectually, we must understand that if we observe the Torah and Mitzvot that the Creator commanded, the order should be that if we engage on the path of truth, the work should certainly be as stronger, since we are marching on the path of truth. Whereas Lo Lishma is not on the path of truth. Hence, when Moses came to speak in the name of the Creator, the work should have been stronger, meaning to overcome the evil with the quality of truth. Yet, what did Moses see? It is written, "Ever since I came to Pharaoh to speak in your name, he has done harm to this people." Meaning the work to overcome the evil has become harder. In other words, not only did they not become better, meaning had more power to overcome the evil, but on the contrary, the evil gained more power.
Yeah, that's something they didn't understand, that specifically with the force of evil that's increasing and increasing, they have an opportunity to climb the mountain of the Creator, to invert this mountain into the mountain of the Creator, that with it you rise to the heavens, and not that before them they have like a barrier that, an obstacle that's stopping them. It's not stopping. It's the material you can use to rise. Okay, right? Good, what, Michael?
What was missing in that state? The prayer? That they didn't feel they need to raise the prayer to the Creator?
They didn't know how to use this disturbance. I want to reach something. And I have a mountain before me. So, what should I do with it? Until they understand that you have to climb that mountain, and there they have an encounter with a Creator. But the mountain itself, it's what's happening inside them. It's the resistance that they're discovering between them. What to do with it? They still don't understand that. Until from the frustration and cries, it's all revealed in struggles. That a person enters a bit of despair, help from society, and scrutinizes. All in all, it's simple things. It's just because they're happening in our will to receive. It's felt in our feelings. So we are very close to our feelings. What we feel is the most important to us. That's why the path is so... Still, it's an important excerpt.
169, and Moses answered and said, "But they will not believe me. For they will say, the Lord did not appear to you." Interpretation. Because the mouth of Kedusha was in exile, as in, "For I am slow of speech and slow of tongue," Moses, the faithful shepherd, argued before the Creator, "But they will not believe me."
Because he seems to them like a regular person, not spiritual, not nothing. He'd explain, okay, he's wise, he has experience, but not that he's in spiritual attainment. Yeah.
Even if I tie Israel to me and bring down some bestowal for them, the klipa of Pharaoh sucks it out and robs it from them. And although they are attached to me, they will still not listen to me. That is, while the klipa of Pharaoh has dominion and a mouth and speech in the exile, still, if they believed in the faithful shepherd properly, the children of Israel would be able to listen to Moses, who is above the mouth and speech. If they strengthened themselves in that, they would certainly be saved from the klipa of Pharaoh.
So, it'll be revealed to us in practice, and we'll read about it more. Let's keep going. 171.
171. We should understand Moses' argument when he said, ever since I came to Pharaoh to speak in your name, he has done harm to this people, and you have not saved your people at all. It appears as though Moses' complaint was true, since it implies from the Creator's reply that what Moses said was true. But the Creator said, now you shall see what I will do to Pharaoh. In other words, he would see what the Creator would do to Pharaoh. It seems as though it should have said, you will see, meaning that Moses will see, meaning ata, you with the letter Aleph, which changes the meaning from now to you. Why is it written ata with ayin, which means now, which implies that now he will see? It means that when he came to Pharaoh previously and he harmed this people, there could not be an exodus from Egypt. But now there will be a place for, with a mighty hand, he will send them and drive them out.
Again, even though it's not so clear, let's, as much as we can hear it. You're not being absorbed, just to listen.
We should understand Moses' argument when he said, ever since I came to Pharaoh to speak in your name, he has done harm to this people. And you have not saved your people at all. It appears that Moses' complaint was true.
How could it even be that Moses claims or complains, what am I doing? What am I receiving from all this work? And what are you doing with your people? And what's going on? What attitude do you have towards them? You didn't save your people. So what else can you do? Yeah.
Since it implies from the Creator's reply that what Moses said was true. But the Creator said, now you shall see what I will do to Pharaoh. In other words, he would see what the Creator would do to Pharaoh. It seems as though it should have said, you will see, meaning that Moses will see, meaning ata, you, with the letter Aleph. Why is it written ata with the letter ayin, which means now he will see? It means that when he came to Pharaoh previously and he harmed this people, there could not be an exodus from Egypt. But now there will be a place for, with a mighty hand, he will send them.
Buongiorno Rav, non è chiaro nei due articoli cosa significa che il popolo di Israele non crederà a Moshe e poi...
It's not clear from what we read that the people of Israel did not believe Moses. And also, what does it mean that the Creator tells Moses that now you will see what I will do to Pharaoh?
So what's the question? the people of Israel don't believe Moses, meaning, even though some kind of point in the heart is revealed in a person's heart towards the Creator, he still can't use it correctly.
Yep.
That's what they claim. That what are the people claiming? That there's no salvation. Right? That's what the Creator is. This is what Moses is telling the Creator to. And you didn't save your people. You didn't. It's your nation. It's you gave them the Torah. They have to come to adhesion with you. And what's going on for now? It's the opposite. Meaning that the complaint of Moses was true, that from the Creator's answer you can see that it was right what Moses said. Only the Creator said, you will see what will happen to Pharaoh, that he will see what the Creator is doing to Pharaoh, and he should have written Atatire with an ayin, meaning that he will see Moses. But it says ata as now, now you will see. It means that when he came to Pharaoh previously and he harmed this people, there could not be an exodus from Egypt. Meaning everything has to be such pressure and pain and suffering. But now there will be a place, for with a mighty hand he will send them and drive them out. Meaning that now that they're suffering, I can save them, because I need these vessels of suffering. Well, and last one, 172.
ושאל משה למה זה שלחתני
172
וישיב השם אל משה
Moses brought Israel's grievances to the Creator and asked him, why have you sent me? The Creator replied to Moses, as it is written, and the Lord said to Moses, now you will see that which I will do to Pharaoh, for with a mighty hand he will send them.
The main thing is that the Creator can reveal a strong force of bestowal, and that's why he's turning them around and turning them and turning them until the nation can incorporate and absorb all the will to receive. And then in that desire to receive, the Creator can bestow the force of correction.
Рав, такой вот вопрос возник к концу урока, ну, уже практически подходит к концу. Вот есть большой этап Песах, который особенно в этом году. Есть
question that came up at the end of the lesson. There's this big phase of Passover that's very special this year. There are excerpts that speak about certain periods of Israel and Moses that you clarify and interpret to us. And you said also that you prepare for each lesson separately. So now, until the end of the lesson, do we need to feel through you, through the connection with the Ten, to try to find the portion that you prepare for the students? Do we need to feel that by the end of the lesson?
I'll tell you what I'm doing. Except for you being in tens and connecting, we need to read the materials. The material that we are bringing here, it's just a must to know almost by heart. It's the main thing. It goes in, it settles in your brain, in your memory, settles in your feelings, it awakens the light that reforms, it awakens the connection between you because there's some mutual material, it awakens the connection with the Rabash that wrote this through the Rabash to the Creator, between us and the Rabash and the Creator. And in this way, we have to absorb this material, the more and more to read it and read it and read it. Just all these things. I know people who don't know Hebrew and are still trying to read in Hebrew with a translation on each and every word. And in this way, because they feel that it affects them or influences them even more. And it's true.
То есть вот вы часто тоже повторяете, прожевываете урок в течение дня. Вот это и называется с источниками связи.
Like you say, also we have to chew on the lesson, so to speak, during the day. Does that mean being connected to the